Due to some violent content, parental discretion is advised.
You guys want to know the truth? They're not going to like it back there, but I'm going to say it anyways. Brock Lesnar's not here tonight. Up until about 30 minutes ago, I thought Brock was going to be here, but something happened or the other, and he didn't show. And nobody will say this back there, but I'm going to say it. Brock Lesnar is an entitled piece of crap who hides behind his contract.
That was a Fit Finley on Belvedere, the pain clinic. I love it.
The time has come to relieve that pain, which will be better for me, but not so enjoyable for all of you.
The Pain Clinic Pro Wrestling Talk Show. Can you feel the pain?
Wrestling fans, welcome to the Pain Clinic for March 3rd. Danger Boy's birthday's coming up.
It's still like a month away.
I know. Hey, welcome to the Pain Clinic. Holidays today, real quick. It's Caregiver Appreciation Day. Want You to Be Happy Day. If Pets Had Thumbs Day. National Anthem Day and Peach Blossom Day. Happy 54th birthday to former WWE wrestler Glenn Kolka. Do you remember Glenn Kolka?
Vaguely.
Yeah, we're talking like the Attitude Era.
And not for very long.
Yeah, he got injured. He had a serious injury, and then he ended up staying with him for another couple of years while he was rehabbing the injury, and he never brought him back and cut him. And I think he was a Canadian football player.
Yeah.
Oh, I forgot that. Oh, sorry about that, Danny. I forgot to, you guys want to hear me, you're not going to hear me unless we jam the microphones, the headphones up by the... we're on Facebook Live. Check us out. Facebook Live, be our friend on the Pain Clinic.
You don't have to watch.
You don't have to watch. You can just hear it here on the radio, which we'd appreciate first and foremost. But we are going to. But let's see. I'm going to tell you the Pain Clinic is brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria, Palmer's Food Service, and Donuts Delight Empire Culver. Join us March 3rd, which is today, for UFC 222 at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road, 10 p.m. start time. Please get there early. Hosted by us, and prizes and drink specials all night long. That's March 3rd tonight at Salvatore Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door, UFC 222. And there's no cover, and I'm going to be there. We're going to be there. We're going to have a great time. Come on out. This is, you know, I mean, we got Cyborg in the main event. You know, a little bit changed from what it was, but I mean, Frankie Edgar's taking on an undefeated guy. You know, he was supposed to take on the champ. So it's a little bit of a shake-up card, but I still think very solid. We'll have a great time tonight. And some big news. I'm going to debut it right now. We're going to be back at Salvatore's at the Garage Door for WWE pay-per-view starting with WrestleMania April 8th. So write it down in your calendar. If you don't have the network and you want to watch the pay-per-view, Salvatore's may be the only place, Salvatore's at the Garage Door may be the only place you can see this in Rochester.
And it's WrestleMania.
And, you know, it's going to go super long all day. We'll have tons of great prizes.
You can have all three meals there and still watch the event.
Yeah, yeah.
And can you guys get it right, though? It's not WrestleMania.
It's WrestleMania. What is it?
WrestleMania, baby. Woo!
Yeah, WrestleMania, baby. Woo! 34. All right. So definitely write it down your calendar. And yes,
you should,
it's true.
To an Adam Cole chant somehow.
Yeah, you can make that. I mean, it's, you know.
WrestleMania, baby.
Woo! So we're going to be there at Salvatore's at the Garage Door April 8th. We'll be starting pay-per-views at that time. And perfect time to start joining us every Sunday. Every Sunday there's a pay-per-view because we're going to get the mixed brand pay-per-views from then on. So we don't have to worry about being only a SmackDown pay-per-view with three matches you want to watch and five you don't care about. You know, now it's going to be, what do you think?
It'll be a mixed brand pay-per-view with three matches you want to watch and five you don't care about.
Yeah, something like that, you know, it's like, you know.
You don't have to worry about, well, you might get more of these like 17-man matches for one pin or whatever, but It's more entertaining than what we've
been. I don't have a problem with that. I'm wondering, 205, where has that show disappeared to? I mean, are they not showing up on Monday Night Raw anymore?
They haven't been on since the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, I was going to say, they're like, we're not, well, I mean, it kind of hurts them, too, especially when they were promoting it so much with Spud showing up there or whatever his name is.
But now. They're doing much better shows.
Yes.
They are.
And having a lot more wrestling and being more fun.
Yeah, so, but I'm sure they'll have a spot someplace on WrestleMania's pre-card.
The title match is that day, so I'm assuming it'll end up on the pre-card, but you never know.
Yeah,
maybe somewhere in that 5-hour broadcast they'll fit it in.
No, around Kid Rock, playing a song or two, and then maybe Puff Daddy showing up. I don't know if we're gonna have time for a wrestling match. There's my beef. Okay, so let me continue on. We're gonna be there. We will all enjoy it, and we'll live through the highs and the lows all together. April 8th at Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 Eastridge Road. Come out and hang out with us for WrestleMania. I'll have Pain Clinic T-shirts to give away, and maybe some more stuff. I've got going through some books now. If you know how to read, you want a book. But if not,
Thanks for giving the disclaimer up top. If you know how to read,
welcome to the show. I'm just kidding around, guys. One last quick plug. Hey, interested in roller derby? Want to be a skater? Officiate Rock City Roller Derby needs you. Contact recruitment at rockderbyrecruitment@gmail.com and join Rock City Roller Derby. Welcome to the show today. I tell you, I got plans. I've been working with the Wii Show the last couple weeks, and this past week I was there, almost every day, and then the week before, and the one day I miss, who's on the show? Luke Harper. Luke Harper comes on to promote.
Isn't he just Harper now? Doesn't he not have a first name anymore?
Well, they were calling him Luke. Maybe it's just Harper now, yeah. I don't know, did someone named Luke shoot up a school or something? That's a question. They keep changing people's names, and we'll get to that later, what I'm talking about. But, Luke Harper was on Brother Weeze, and they said I could run the interview, and then I completely forgot it. So we're not going to do that today. He does talk about Mohawk, and I will post it up on our iTunes account later so you can hear the interview.
And Mohawk is available on iTunes and Amazon Prime. You can actually see the movie that Luke Harper was in.
As of yesterday, yeah.
Yes.
It came out. You can download it. You can watch it, on your Roku. There's plenty of places to find it. Check it out. His debut. I mean, now he's got a SAG card. We talk about that with him next time we see him, because he's trying to get a viewing of this movie in Rochester. And if he does, we'll tell you as soon as we find out. But if they do, it would be really cool.
There's certain smaller theaters I couldn't imagine wouldn't jump on that.
Yeah, I
to
mean,
fill,
we assume Pauly and I were talking about it yesterday on Wii Show, and we assume it would sell out pretty quick because he's from here and the director's going to come. They're going to do a Q&A after the movie.
Just all the people he knows that comment on his stuff daily would fill one of those theaters.
And they did have a preview of the movie in Syracuse a couple weeks ago. He wasn't there, though. The director was. But so we'll let you know as soon as we find out. Speaking of letting you know as soon as we find out, I can't remember the date now. It's in May.
Isn't it May 1st?
First Tuesday in May, Dolph Ziggler will be at Comedy at the Carlson. And I didn't write it down on the sheet. So
May 1st.
May 1st? Okay. May 1st. You want to see Dolph Ziggler do a stand-up comedy? He's going to be at Comedy at the Carlson here in Rochester. That's right down off of Carlson Road, off of Blossom, I believe. It's a brand-new comedy store, and Dolph Ziggler's coming on a Tuesday night, which really kind of makes you wonder what he's doing on Tuesday nights, not where he's not supposed to be.
I was going to say, potential foreshadowing for maybe a shakeup?
Yeah.
Post-WrestleMania?
I was going to say, think about it. He is usually busy Tuesday nights.
Yeah.
So maybe it's a little bit of a teaser. Maybe, who knows, maybe they'll be mad that's out there. It's like, oh my gosh, giving away something. Nah, who cares? Nevertheless.
You got to promote your product.
That's right. And Dolph, I did tweet him from the Pain Clinic Twitter last week, and he did respond with a devil thumbs, the devil horns on his hand thing, agreeing that he would like to come on before.
And then he said get in touch with the office, and it just went to hell.
No. He is the office. That new contract he has opened up a lot for what he can do now.
Well, we could talk comedy the whole time. He wouldn't have to talk wrestling.
Yeah, I definitely. I mean, I would do that. I could we could like work some wrestling questions in, but nevertheless, he has an open invite to come on anytime before to promote that. So write that down in your calendar. Now we've got two things to write down. April 8th, we're going to be at Salvatore's at the Garage Door for WrestleMania, baby, and then we're going to be May 1st for see Dolph Ziggler at Comedy at the Carlson. Of course, April 28th, they're going to be in Rochester. You know, WWE will be here. Tickets went on sale last week.
A weird schedule because they're in Buffalo on March 25th.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's just next in a couple weeks from now. Yeah. They're going to be in Buffalo. Yeah, they are. And it's, I believe it's the Raw brand, too.
Yes.
So it's like you want to go see, and they have a lineup on their website of what matches are. It's a house show. It's a live event. But, yeah, they're going to be around here a bit. And, I mean, NXT last weekend was up in St. Catharines. You know, I didn't realize how close that is to us. It is like an hour and a half drive.
Just on the side of the border.
Just outside of Niagara Falls.
Oh, yeah. My gosh. Yeah, it's a bummer because it's like I saw who was on the tour. They were there. Aleister Black was like the main event of the show every night. So, I had friends who went to it. So it's, I wish I had off. I would have gone actually to the show that Danny went to probably in Batavia last weekend.
I had so much stuff I did last weekend. It was totally not my style.
Yeah.
Well, because there was IWF Friday night and then the wrestling event at Batavia Downs Saturday night.
Yeah.
Which was great. Low ceilings made me nervous, but they pulled it off. But yeah.
Well, I saw it. Yeah. And I was going to say, you were posting pictures on our Facebook page from that, and you got to see Sandman showed up.
Yeah, totally unannounced, not promoted. Sandman shows up and lays waste to the entire roster with a kendo stick.
And he looked like when he was standing on the ropes in the one picture he had, he was pretty close to the ceiling, too.
Yeah.
He was, but check him out on the Pain Clinic Facebook page. But Danny, how was the show overall? You have a good time? You have some great pictures with Jimmy Hart.
Yeah, had a great time. Got to talk with Jimmy, got to talk with Al Snow, got to, you know, talk with Sandman a little bit. Great event. I liked the venue. Again, I just wish the ceilings were a little taller. A lot of snap suplexes. No top rope maneuvers because somebody would have died. But here, just a great weekend of wrestling all around. Here is the best part of the event at Batavia Downs. Well, not the best part, but a great little bonus. Your ticket got you $5 in free play. I walked out richer than when I walked in.
Oh, that's awesome. $5 in free play on you, and you came
so
out.
So are you the new cash man?
No, I can never be the new cash man.
Yeah,
you grow better facial hair, so.
That's debatable.
Definitely, but no. Actually, you have more patience in sticking through it. I give up after a couple weeks, you know.
But the sad thing is I haven't shaved my upper lip since Christmas.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, I'll trade
you. That's a no-grow zone right
there. No-grow zone. So you can do have, like, the battle axe, you know, style going on. And
this right here, directly under my lower lip, is as good as it gets.
Two,
I can say that because we're on Facebook Live.
Yeah, we're on Facebook Live right now if you're a fan.
Oh, we should have a contest. Danny's chin versus the cash stash.
Oh, yeah.
Bring it back.
Don't bring it back.
You know, Cash is looking for a full-time gig, so I don't know if the Cash Dash will get the thumbs up at the interview process.
Wait, are you saying that your mustache would be a disadvantage?
Yes.
Well, that when he pulls up with the windowless panel van.
Yeah,
take off the free candy sign, you'll be fine.
All the windows are have the reverse reflection on it, so it's like a mirror going by. Welcome to the show. We got to talk a lot of stuff. There's a lot of things that happened this past week. You heard the beginning of the show. Brock Lesnar does not show up for Monday Night Raw. 222-1280, star 1280 is the number. You can call us. You can text us at that number. What do you guys, do you think there's any legitimacy behind this? Because we know Saturday night, Brock Lesnar was hanging out with Dana White. Sunday night. He was hanging out with Dana White because Dana White posted pictures from Vegas of him and Brock Lesnar and Brock in a UFC shirt.
I will say that if they had given this style of promo to Roman Reigns from the start of his four-year push down our throat, we might not hate him as much. He delivers this kind of style good. He did it when he was facing John Cena. He does pretty well with the work shoot promo. At the same time, if Brock is not there because he does not have any dates left in his contract and WWE signed him to that contract, they can't pretend they're mad about the fact that they didn't keep up with it.
They said that you'll see it in the news, that Brock Lesnar's immediately, once he finished all of his guaranteed days, he immediately started working on a new contract with the WWE. And the WWE, until they sign him to a new contract, they're not going to get any more extra days out of him. Except for he's doing a couple house shows this week. And tonight, he's going to be in Chicago.
But then to play the other side of that coin, Cash, are we focusing all the attention on this being a Brock Lesnar issue when secretly it's a Roman Reigns issue?
Okay.
Which we may find out very shortly is the case.
Let's expand upon that because it did come out in the news too. Go ahead. Remember Roman Reigns' name was on a list of people who were getting shipments of some sort of testosterone or something?
Yes, it was a couple weeks ago. It was a filmmaker named John Bravo, who does these documentaries, and he was talking with a guy who had been busted in a huge steroid ring down in Miami, who had said that Josh Duhamel, who was also on WWE programming this week.
I saw that. He was backstage.
Yeah, he was backstage because he's on that new USA show.
Yeah, he was with
The New Day and with Fandango. Brizango.
Brizango there. And they're talking about, you know, he goes, I'm going to bring you to Big E. And
then, yeah.
Okay, it was a bad joke.
The steroid dealer, by the way, is Richard Rodriguez.
Yes. So that came out. He named Roman Reigns, Mark Wahlberg, and Josh Duhamel as people who got it. Well, apparently there is a former WWE wrestler who is going to come out with a lot more names. Apparently he was one of the people who got huge shipments and was using it and was distributing himself from these huge shipments. And there's supposed to be more names coming out on top of Reigns.
Uh-oh.
So if it looks like Braun Strowman has nothing to do at WrestleMania, the rumor going around is they have him on the back burner for whoever doesn't show, who can't work the main event.
That's what I heard, is if Roman Reigns, if this stuff comes down and gives WWE a bad name because Roman Reigns is in the main event, all of a sudden you may have a triple, three-way main event, or you might not even have Reigns in there at all.
You might not have Reigns in there, or if Lesnar doesn't show up because he doesn't have any dates on his contract and he doesn't sign another one.
He is contracted to be at WrestleMania.
They still have worries about it, so they've got Braun Strowman. So at least they picked the right person to have on that back burner.
Yeah, remember when Brock Lesnar punched Braun Strowman in the head?
after Strowman kneed him in the head?
Yeah, after the knee in the head. He told him to slow the F down, if you heard what he said.
You know what? It was perfectly on camera, so everybody saw it. That's not nearly as unprecedented as you would think it was. It happens a lot.
I know. But
it used to happen a lot more.
It was turned into a GIF out there, or a GIF, and it was like all over the place.
Yeah.
But I will say that just seeing that quick 10-second interaction between those two makes me want to see a rematch between them way more than I want to see a match between Lesnar and Reigns.
Oh, you bet. You're right, 100%. And I mean, especially because the fans are behind Strowman as much as they are, and Reigns still gets booed out of town every time he comes out. You know,
he said a bad word this week, so he got cheered.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Ooh, he's a tough guy.
That's how you get cheered now. You say bad words.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you know how you get cheered now is you go, well, the guys backstage don't want me to say this, but I'm going to anyways. You know,
you wouldn't have a live mic if they didn't want you to say it.
Thank you, CM Punk, because we'll know when to cut that off. Why don't we go to break on that? If you have a comment or a question, 222-1280, star 1280. Still not convinced Asuka is going to be going after Alexa Bliss? Well, we're going to talk a little bit about that, too, on the next side. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
You have no idea how amazing it feels to know that I retained my Raw Women's Championship by winning the historic first ever Women's Elimination Chamber match. Not only did I defy the odds, but I set the new standard to what it means to be Raw Women's Champion.
And Brock and Paul, don't worry. They're going to come out here and say, we're businessmen. Well, guess what? I was born in this business. My family and my bloodline is this business. And I was taught at an early age that there's a fine line between business and respect. And I say this right now. I don't respect Brock Lesnar, and I damn sure don't fear that bitch.
I have figured out that I need to stand in this ring and just plain old do something that I should have done a long time ago, and that is put out a WrestleMania challenge to The Undertaker. Look at it! 39 WrestleManias between the two of us, and we have never stood face to face on the grandest stage of them all. You want WrestleMania? That is WrestleMania, and that match is not happening. I don't make the matches, and as obvious as this seems, I've been told that that match is not happening because that match once again is impossible.
I'm WWE superstar John Cena, and you're listening to the Pain Clinic on Sports Radio 1280 WHTK. Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome back to the Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with DC, Dan Cole, Danger Boy, and you. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget, we're brought to you by Salvatore's Old Fashioned Pizzeria. Palmer's Food Service, Donuts Delight, Empire Culver. In fact, I had a nice yummy donut before we started. Oh, there's more here, too. I got to stay away. Hey, real quick, you can join us tonight at Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door for UFC 222. 10 p.m. start time. You want to get there early. The prelims will be on at 8 o'clock. You can catch any of the prelims between 8 and 10. Hosted by us. There'll be drink specials all night long. Adult beverage specials for some of you. March 3rd at Salvatore's Saloon tonight. Salvatore's Garage Door, UFC 222. Welcome back to the show. I teased you with a little Alexa Bliss. And I have not heard Asuka say who she's wrestling yet. She hasn't, right.
But they're setting up perfectly for Nia to turn on Alexa and end up taking her on at WrestleMania. Well, Asuka takes on Charlotte.
Yes, and I think we were guessing that Asuka, you know, why not take on Charlotte, you know?
But I think they're going to wait until after the Fastlane pay-per-view to do it because they have to play up those Ruby Riott match where Ruby Riott's going to get killed.
Pretty much, yeah, I would agree. Look, the size differential between Charlotte and every other woman in that division, she's like so much, you know, besides Nia Jax.
She's so tall.
She is. She's just so, you know, and she's, you know, very.
It doesn't help. Alexa Bliss is so short.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting with Nia Jax to see what that happens. But I like that much better than having Asuka take on Alexa Bliss because it would just be another, you know, another notch, you know, in her undefeated streak. I think it would be that obvious.
But, Cash, can we talk about how great Alexa Bliss was at Elimination Chamber? That whole promo interview after her win.
Yeah, she's like, you know, getting all weepy, and then she's just nothing you'll ever.
Just flips that switch.
Yeah, it was great.
Like, me and Danger were talking during the break, and he had the same feeling I did. It's like, wait a minute, are they going to turn her face? No, they're not.
There it goes.
Well, yeah. Played.
Yeah, I like that. I mean, she seems to do that well because she's done that before, but this was a good one because she was kind of getting a little weepy out there after the match was over. And, of course, that started the split between Bayley and Sasha. So, you know, we can see that coming down the line eventually.
8 million Lion King gifts going on with that one.
Oh, yeah.
The kick, the scar throwing Mufasa off the cliff.
Oh, yeah, sure. Oh, yeah, definitely.
She kicked her off the cage.
Yeah.
Long live the king.
All right. I didn't even think about that. Yeah, that was, and they didn't really follow up on Monday because they came out together still in that match they had on Monday, so.
Well, then Bayley and I had a hot tag.
Then Bayley walked, yeah. Bayley's like, I'm going to walk.
Bayley bailed. Hey, look at that.
Yeah, so we don't even know who will be the bad person or the good person in this.
But the bad person's Sasha.
Well, but Sasha's been
playing. But they're going to play it like Bayley's the bad person when she shouldn't be. She'd just be fed up and be like, I don't care. But, you know, they're going to do what they're going to do.
They are.
And they'll be on the WrestleMania pre-show.
222-1280, star 1280. Give us a call. Tell us what you think. The Elimination Chamber was last week. You know, Roman Reigns won it, but Braun Strowman did destroy him at the end of it. So it's like.
And eliminated everybody else.
Yeah, everybody else. So, I mean, what do you guys think of the paper?
Elias's spot in there was awesome. When he came out, everyone's down and he tries to pin everybody.
Yeah.
And,
you know, the one thing that made me really laugh in that was when The Miz was going around taunting everybody in the cage, and he gets up to Braun Strowman, and Braun Strowman screams at him, and he freaking jumps back like a woman. Not that a woman, you know, I mean, he, like, you know, showed obviously, you know, the cowardice.
Foot mouse syndrome.
Yeah, the cowardice thing. You know, it was really pretty funny. But, you know, I mean, what did you think of the main event of that? Was that better than the women's match?
I didn't really like the women's match that much, and I think it's based on the randomness of Absolution's participants.
Yeah, two people who we saw in Rochester 3-4 months ago that now are put into the Elimination Chamber.
The rest of it was fine. It's weird. They don't do anything. And this goes for both of the chambers. They don't sell as much that it's like the death trap that they used to sell it as, which apparently it used to actually be a death trap, according to what Edge was saying this week on his podcast.
Well, I mean, the stunt glass they had in there that would break still would have jagged edges sticking up, you know?
Well, he said you would never do half the spots they do outside the ring now on the old stuff because they actually was the steel grating and you would be hurting.
Oh, yeah, I remember it was a steel. It was like a steel mesh kind of grating. It was terrible.
But, you know, they don't really sell like they're really hurt from, like, going into the cage. And they don't really do that much where they throw them in anymore. And, you know, it's probably something they told them not to do. But it's, they weren't great.
Yeah.
They weren't terrible, but neither one was that good.
Well, you know, I knew that the women weren't going to be breaking the glass. Okay, I had a feeling that that was going to be one of those
things. No, that's got to be saved for Braun Strowman.
Yeah. And but overall, I was impressed with the women's match. I mean, yes, they got to take advantage of climbing up on the pods. And who was it, Mickie James, who jumped down off the top of the pod?
Yeah, she did really well. She did better than I thought she was going to do in that match. But that's because Mickie James is really good and apparently just walks out with Alexa now. And apparently she's bad girl now.
Yeah, she's a sidekick. She's a bad girl sidekick. But Danny, what were you thinking?
No, I mean, for what it was, being their first one, it wasn't that bad. But they have just toned down what the Elimination Chamber used to be. I mean, think back to the first Elimination Chamber.
The hanging chains.
The hanging chains and the blood and Triple H nearly dying because RVD collapses his throat.
Stomps on his neck as he's jumping off the top of the pod.
I mean, it's definitely been watered down from what it used to be. It's an attraction match. And again, it's one of those matches where I'd be pissed if I paid for front row seats.
True.
What's funny is they put plexiglass up in the corners now so you can see through the sides.
You're right. And it was like, it's better, easier on the eyes for if you're the crowd than it used to be. Much like the old WWE cage matches where you couldn't see through the cage very well, and neither could the cameraman. You know, so they make changes and stuff. And I have to say that I got to see the one where, you know, in live where Edge beat John Cena cashing in the Money in the Bank after the match ended in Albany, which at the point when the match ended, I was like, this is like the worst pay-per-view I've ever gone to in my life. And then suddenly Edge comes out with Vince McMahon and so he hands him the briefcase and goes out and beats John Cena and wins his first championship, which was that. And that made it 100 times better. As soon as we were done, it's like, it's pretty bad pay-per-view overall, except for that. So, but being there for that very first one was pretty cool. It's a different match now. And I think the women, to break the glass, you have to get thrown into it. And so I didn't want to see anybody get hurt that way. And but the men's match, on the other hand, it was nothing spectacular. But, you know, you have like 8 different styles of people that were in that match, too. So it's like, you know, you're not going to catch Braun Strowman climbing up the top of the cage and dropping down on anybody, but because that's not his style. And but overall, I mean, it was a fun. You knew not too much was going to be settled by this pay per view, except for the fact that Roman Reigns was going to come out and be number one contender for WrestleMania.
I was going to say it accomplished its goal, and that what they wanted from that match was obviously Reigns to win and then Strowman to still look ridiculously strong.
Yes,
and he actually is ridiculously strong too. So.
That helps.
He plays a bass like a guitar, so, you know. But you know, the funny thing, that's another thing, too, is, and I was wondering about that. It's like, why do I still feel very ambiguous about who's going to be taking on who in certain matches on WrestleMania? And it makes sense now with all this news coming out about possibly having to switch up the main event, you know. And then they were originally supposed to be Strowman versus The Miz, and then The Miz came out and said, I'm going to find out who my opponent is. And then he calls out, and Seth Rollins comes out, and then Finn Balor comes out. So we're going to have a 3-way for the Intercontinental title at WrestleMania.
And there's Sports Illustrated is reporting that they're going to throw Elias and Braun in on that, too, if they don't have to use Braun elsewhere.
See, they've got a lot of these, they have a lot of flexibility in the way it's set up.
It is very weird to say that a legitimate sporting news source is doing stuff on wrestling. And they got proven wrong on Tuesday. They said Rey Mysterio is backstage negotiating to fight John Cena at WrestleMania, and he was not backstage on Tuesday. He was backstage on Monday at their house show, or their live event in San Diego.
Yeah, and that's what's probably going to happen too. That's where the John Cena is going to settle out, I think.
I don't know if it's going to happen there because Rey Mysterio on the 25th is fighting for New Japan, in Long Beach.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But then it also came out this week, I think, that he was pulled from a WrestleMania weekend event.
We will see. I'm pretty much Ray's able to dictate his schedule. I think he'll have another
currently, one. Currently, he's going to end up with a cushy part-time contract where he'll almost like a Jericho contract where he'll be there for a while and then go away for a while. That's what it sounds like he wanted to do. He was on Edge and Christian's podcast yesterday.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And it was a lot of history stuff, but he was talking about current stuff and who he wants to face. And there's a lot of people in WWE he wants to wrestle.
Of course, he wants to wrestle Baylor as well.
He wants to wrestle Baylor and AJ.
He's one who wants Daniel Bryan, too, doesn't he? I think he's they said that that was one of the guys he wanted to wrestle that maybe he can't do in the WWE.
Yeah, it wouldn't surprise me.
I'm kind of wondering why they're like easing up on the Daniel Bryan, Shane McMahon clash.
Because he can't get cleared to wrestle.
Is that it? Because it's like, that's terrible then, because it's, you know, they were
it's
building.
It's just like they did with The Miz. They teased it for half a year and then did nothing with it.
Yeah.
And switched municipal brands. That's what they did with it.
That, yeah, yeah, well, hopefully, you know, I hopefully it'll. Well,
they,
pick
I mean, they
up
did
gear.
The Daniel Bryan stuff this week. They had, you know, Shane watching them eating the popcorn because he knew Dolph was going to attack and stuff like that. And then he went home. They're definitely trying to set him up to be a heel, but Shane's coming off as the jerk in the whole thing.
No, he is. You're right. You're right. You know, and that I mean,
and they know from what I'm hearing backstage reports, they know SmackDown is terrible writing lately, and they need to fix it because it's. Free falling a little bit.
Well, they're letting outside factors interfere in their storytelling. You know, I mean, if they want to do Daniel Bryan versus Shane McMahon, they just do it, and you know, not worry about him not getting, you know, be missing one doctor's approval of seven or whatever. Who all say he
when
can
the
go.
Only doctor they care about?
Yeah, yeah, which the only, you know, the only one they do care about. We're gonna go to break on that. 222-1280 Star Trek is the number.
Oh, here. Can we tease about? Raw and SmackDown maybe having a new home in the future.
Oh, yeah. There's certain...
Other companies.
Other companies. But one of them is a pretty big network. And it's on your it's on your cable channel. It's on your regular broadcast channel here
Very
in Rochester.
Very easy to find.
Yeah, you know, and you know, they have a... I'll give you a good little tease, okay? Sunday night, there's a lot of animated shows on that channel. So we'll just leave it at that. You're listening to The Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280. We'll be back with that story and more right after this.
You know, we have addressed everything except your slap. If you want to put all of this behind us, you need to apologize to me. And if you don't apologize, I will not hesitate to rip your arm out of its socket.
I didn't come back to SmackDown Live to get lost in the shuffle. I'm the most decorated superstar and the greatest athlete WWE has ever seen. And at Fastlane, I'm rising above everyone, even if that includes the golden boy, John Cena. And I'll do what I was put on this planet to do. Main event WrestleMania. It's too bad. I am that good. And that is the reality.
There they go again. Spreading the power of positivity through some pancakes.
Russia.
That's just it. WrestleMania. Year after year, we've been getting passed over. 9 years in the game. Zero WrestleManias. Zero, who's? Let's check it out. WrestleMania 27. Sideline. WrestleMania 28. Sideline. 29. Sideline. 30. Sideline. 31. Sideline. 32. Sideline. 33. Sideline. Hey, but this year. Our time. This year. It's our time. This year. It's our time.
Hey, it's WWE superstar Kofi Kingston, and you're listening to The Pain Clinic on 1280 WHTK, Rochester Sports Talk. Listen and feel the pain.
Welcome back to The Pain Clinic. I'm the Cash Man with DC Dan Cole, Danger Boy, and you. And don't forget to come out tonight to Salvatore's Saloon and Salvatore's at the Garage Door. Of course, Salvatore Saloon's in Scottsville. Salvatore's at the Garage Door, 149 East Ridge Road. For UFC 222, 10 p.m. start time. Get there early. We'll be there hanging out. That's right, tonight, Salvatore Saloon, Salvatore's Garage Door, UFC 222. Come on down and hang out with us. Who knows? Maybe we'll get a Brock Lesnar sighting there, you know, since he's hanging out with his good buddy Dana White all the time. So as we tease going into break, there's talks of WWE starting a relationship with a new network. I'm not sure exactly what the relationship would be. Maybe doing specials like...
No, it would be Raw and SmackDown.
Oh, really?
Their TV rights are up this year.
Really? Yes. So, we'll say that there was representatives backstage this past week from Fox Channel, as well as Fox owns about a million channels, but FX, FX2, all these, you know...
What else do they own?
FS1.
Yeah, FS1. Yeah, so they... Colin Coward was there at the, when they were meeting, dropped a hint on his radio show this past week that the company might be moving its programming to Fox.
It was expected that they were going to bid. Fox has the rights to UFC right now and is negotiating their TV deal with the UFC, and they're trying to keep them there. The thought was if they couldn't keep UFC, if UFC went with a different venue for their programming, then they would make a move on WWE. Well, now it looks like they might be making a move regardless, and that would include possibly putting Raw on the Fox network.
Interesting.
On broadcast television on Monday nights.
Interesting. Interesting.
Yeah. More than likely it would be FS1, but there is the possibility they would put it on Fox.
I was going to say, the what I had heard was Raw on Fox and then SmackDown on FS1.
I would take that in a second if I was WWE. Depends on the money. I mean, right now WWE doesn't have these high rating numbers to be able to negotiate, you know.
Oh, they've got plenty of negotiation because ratings don't mean anything anymore. It's a completely different TV world now. The fact that they have content and programming that would be new every week is something the networks like. They draw great numbers compared to everything else. So that's also what they like.
It's usually Fox's target demo, too. They're shooting for that age bracket. So.
They're supposed to be... The reason they're doing the Facebook Live stuff with Mixed Match Challenges, Facebook Live might want to get on TV rights for WWE. It's a whole thing that they're trying to get down to see if they're going to make more money this time around. Last time they did the negotiations, they didn't get what they thought they were going to get, but they still made more money. This time they're going to make more money, but there's actually people in the bidding other than USA this time.
Yeah, I was going to say.
That are legitimate sources.
I remember last time they were up for negotiations, they went, Spike TV was another one that thought about having them come back, USA. I can't remember. There's another network that wanted them, too.
But it wasn't Fox.
It wasn't National Geographic Network, I know that, you know. And it wasn't these ones, Destination America, so you might remember them. TNA was on that for a while. But, that's good. You know, I mean, it's got to be a legit network. I mean, this is a broadcast network, you know? I mean, technically, it's a broadcast network. Yes. I mean, most Fox affiliates do broadcast, you know, local originated programming. You know, I mean, it's not like ABC, NBC, CBS. But you know what? Because Fox is the youngest of all those networks. But
yeah, Fox is the newer version.
But Fox is also the hipper thing. I mean, like I said, they were doing UFC, and then UFC might be leaving Fox, too. I mean, they were talking. I've heard that discussion all this past year that they're, you know, this may be one of the last few ones we get to see on Fox when they do have the Fox Fight Nights, you know?
Yeah.
Which we had one just like last week. So, yeah, I mean, who knows? I mean, it's always exciting, especially if it goes on network. It's a new game, you know. I mean, it's a bigger platform than they're on right now.
I know the numbers haven't really shown it, and you know, it's because you can watch on a variety of different platforms and stuff like that. This is the first live event coming to town where I've had random people who don't follow wrestling religiously ask me about tickets in a long time.
Really?
Hey, can you get me tickets? I can't get myself free tickets, but...
Yeah, me neither. What the heck? You know.
But you know, the fact that people are asking about it and like, hey, I heard they actually have wrestling matches and they don't do all the talking and there's no commercial. I was like, yeah, no, if you want to see something that's actually more like what wrestling should be, go to a live event.
Yeah, I agree. Danny?
Okay, well, how long have we been saying it? We would take... Sorry, WWE. We would take a house show over a Raw or a SmackDown... Yeah. Any day of the week.
Yeah, there's nothing like when the lights go down for 5 minutes while you're in a commercial break, you know?
I would say over most of the pay-per-views, I would take a live show, a live event, except for an NXT TakeOver.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or one of the Big Four. And even the Big Four, I think I would rule out Survivor Series at this point.
True.
But we ain't getting the Royal Rumble in Rochester, I can tell you that much. So
no, I don't suspect so.
But. Yeah, but see, and then to your point about what the people were saying, you know, there's no talking, there's no this, there's no that. That's what I love about NXT.
Yeah.
The takeovers. It's the match, a promo package, Okay. It's no nonsense.
And if there is nonsense, it makes sense.
So it's
I will say, sense? Yeah, I will say NXT gets its biggest crowds when it does do the takeover shows, too. And, I mean, yes, you know, it's one of those weekends where, you know, you get to see the same people in the same seats for four different shows in a row. But
well, come on, look at when Survivor Series was in Toronto.
Yeah.
We had the option to go to both.
Yep.
We said, no, nah, I'd rather go to TakeOver than I would Survivor Series.
Oh, my gosh. Especially after we knew what was going to happen.
And we made the right call watching Survivor Series the next night.
Yeah, Bill Goldberg in third 90-second match against Brock Lesnar. Yeah, main event. Woohoo! And we would have been disappointed because we had to leave early. It was like a 10:30 end that night for that show, too. It was, but nevertheless, I think I can't wait, by the way. April 28th, tickets are on sale now. You can get your seats. I believe we're going to have something to give away as we get closer. I was talking with the people in the office, and we should have something to give away. But, why wait for me to give you seats? You can get them now. Get close ones because they're on sale right now.
And if you aren't like us and you do want to have TV here, the only way we're getting TV here is if you fill up that arena.
Yes.
Because they're looking for places they'll fill the arena because they are having issues with that, especially on the SmackDown brand. So...
Oh, even the pay-per-view. I mean,
even the pay-per-views and the TV shows. The whole hard cam side is empty if you see pictures of the arena.
We'll see how it goes a week from tomorrow when we have, what is it called again? Fastlane?
I was going to say, a week leading up to Elimination Chamber, the ticket company was offering 2-for-1 deals.
Yeah, so it may not be the best time of year to go see a wrestling show, but I'll say this. When they come April 28th, get a good seat. You'll get great matches. And actually, the wrestlers work more with the people in the crowd. So if you get a close seat, they might come up and give you grief about your sign or, take your hat. Or
your favorite team's quarterback.
Or your favorite team's quarterback. Or take your hat off your head and give it to some other kid.
That was a TV show, though.
Oh, that's right.
That was a dark match after the TV show.
Yeah, that's right. Thank you.
Sheamus.
Sheamus. Darn you. I'm shaking
You're
my fist.
You're a heel in life.
Yeah, so, one thing I got to plug, if you guys weren't here earlier on the show, that Dolph Ziggler is going to be doing his comedy stylings at Comedy at the Carlson on May 1st at 7 o'clock show. It's a Tuesday night. $25 tickets, and they're on sale right now. You can go to carlsoncomedy.com, and you can actually buy the tickets now, and then you'll see Dolph Ziggler, and I'm sure after the show, like most comedians do, he'll sign autographs and stuff. So it's like, if he doesn't, then we're going to have to dogpile him outside the back door and make him do it. So, no, I'm kidding. But nevertheless, he probably
will.
Way
to give people ideas.
No. Yeah, to run into the ring when nobody's looking. No, that's not one of
them. That always works out for the best.
Yeah, I know. If you want to see Earl Hebner be like a gymnast and freaking straddle those two ropes like they were parallel bars knocking guys out, then run into the ring when he's doing a match for TNA or Impact Wrestling or whatever. But got to go to break on that. And by the way, I'm getting so tired of these Hall of Fame announcements that are being broken by these other places that we've talked about them a month ago.
The only one that has surprised me so far has been Jeff Jarrett.
Yeah, me too.
But they want to make it look like they're real.
ESPN's sports. Breaking the news.
Yeah, they want to make it look like they're real sports, so they give the stories to the different news outlets to get them to cover. Like NBC Sports, which doesn't cover wrestling normally.
No.
But they broke the news about one of the... I think it was the Jeff Jarrett one they had.
Yeah. And there's the Rolling Stone one.
Yeah.
There's it's like, come on, guys.
It's weird because the Rolling Stone and ESPN and all them do cover wrestling now.
Yeah, I know. I love it. I love Rolling Stone's always kind of done interviews with guys.
ESPN had Elimination Chamber on their front page of their website. And not just because Ronda was there.
Yeah, I think it had a lot to do with Ronda, though. We got to go to break on that. Give us a call. 222-1280, star 1280. Call us and give us a review of Mohawk. It came out yesterday. That's right. Luke Harper, John Huber from Rochester, one of the Bludgeon Brothers, is a star in it. If you saw it already, give us a call and tell us what you think. And cannot wait to see. I'm going to watch it real soon, but I can't wait to go see it. If he brings it to town here with a special showing, which is potential, and we'll let you know if we hear about that. But we got to go to break. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Fox Sports 1280.
Yester.
Did you tell me in your office that Rhonda was a has-been and that even you could take her? Did you say that?
Hi, this is Gail Kim. You're listening to the Pain Clinic on Hot Talk 1280.
Well, sorry, Gail. I changed the station a while ago. It's actually Fox Sports 1280. Hey, welcome back to the show. Ronda Rousey, we didn't even talk much about that on Monday Night Raw. We'll talk about it in a second, but let me let you know. Come on out tonight. Salvatore's at the garage door. Salvatore's Saloon out in Scottsville for UFC 222. There'll be drink specials all night long. You can see MMA's best on the screen, and we'll have a good time, I promise you. Come hang out with me at the garage door. starts at 10 p.m. Prelims start at 8 and catch them. Prelims will be on there, too, if you want to come for, like, let's see, 8 o'clock to for a full night. I'll say about five or six hours of MMA work. But it's like been some really good ones lately, and this one's going to be a lot of fun. So come on out tonight. I'll be out there. You can come hang out with me, or you can go out to Salvatore Saloon in Scottsville, and no cover charge, UFC action. And then, like I said earlier, if you missed on the show earlier, starting with WrestleMania, April 8th, we're going to be back at Salvatore's at the garage door for WWE pay-per-views, starting with April 8th, WrestleMania, baby, number 34. And we'll have lots of gifts and prizes and stuff to get you to come, enhance you to come down and spend it with us. Let's get back to the action we were talking about. Lots of news going on. Ronda Rousey, is she losing her luster? I mean, I'll be honest with you, I think they're jumping on the bandwagon, but I haven't seen anything to expect, you know, to blow me away yet. What do you guys think?
I loved Kurt on Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
He did great as, like, the little kid who couldn't keep his mouth shut.
Kurt Angle does a great comedy act.
When Ronda puts on that mean face that she used to do in UFC, and she put it on after she got slapped.
Was that called RBF? Resting face?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
The chant in the crowd at Elimination Chamber was probably the most obscene chant I've ever heard at a WWE match.
Oh, yeah.
Which was awesome.
And that's also, we didn't even mention it, but there was beach balls flying around during that, too.
Yeah.
Which people did not like.
But, yeah, no, she did better on Monday than she did on Sunday. I think it's still a lot of the, I mean, she isn't the greatest actor,
Did you notice in Elimination Chamber that Daniel Cormier and a bunch of her people she's friends with in UFC were all in the front row? Go back and watch it. They're banging it. She's walking by. It's Daniel Cormier. And I can't remember who else it was. I think it was Dominic Cruz. There was a bunch of them there. Yeah, they were all sitting in the front row when she came in. So
that I did not see.
And when they were chanting, you know, when they were chanting for her, she started crying legitimately, I believe. You know, I mean, she was touched by the fans accepting her.
It's a different avenue for her than she had been used to. UFC, you cut a promo, you're still hyped up after a fight, you're not thinking about it.
Yeah,
this is something you have to go out there and you know ahead of time what you're supposed to say and all this stuff. And she choked a little bit in the beginning, but she got it towards the end. She was a lot better, and it looked like she almost kept the whole thing on track when Kurt didn't step in, because Kurt's had a couple faux pas lately on some of his promos.
Yeah,
but
calling people by the wrong names and stuff.
Yeah,
it's happened. But you know,
but. It wasn't great, but it wasn't terrible, and she looked like she overthrew Triple H. So
I love it. Triple H gets taken out by Ronda Rousey, and it looks like it's like the worst shot he's ever taken in his life, because he's just laying on the ground, writhing in pain from a flip.
He got a lot better for Monday, though.
Yeah, oh, that's true. Yeah, he put knocking Kurt down too, pushing her. But I think that she was better Monday night without a doubt.
Yes.
And she got to talk like a tough chick. And obviously, you can see her and Kurt are going to be the ones teaming up against Stephanie and Triple H at WrestleMania.
You know, it'd be great if she turned on Kurt. She should be a heel.
There's still talks of her going with Heyman. They originally were going to have her with Heyman.
Well, if Brock re-signs with UFC, I believe Heyman still has a contract. What are you going to do with him?
I was just thinking that. Why not?
Yeah.
I mean, the only thing going against pulling a move like that is that they're positioning her as face.
Yeah, big time.
But
yeah.
Heyman's guys get cheered anyway, so.
True, but I don't know. I think that's the only clash. Like, if they were just bringing her in as a badass, doesn't care, a la female Brock Lesnar, then absolutely. Team her with Heyman, it'd be fantastic.
Yeah, I agree. I think, and I think Heyman would kind of have the corner on UFC-style fighters joining the WWE, you know? I mean, it seems like he does already anyways.
That's true.
You know, so it's like, you know, we'll see. I mean, you know, that would be, like you said, maybe useful use for him when Brock can't be on TV. I thought they were going to have like this MMA stable, which I would have loved if Brock could actually go every Monday night. If they would have like a, you know, a shoot fight stable with in the WWE. Like they tried to do it before, I know. They tried to do it before with
Steve Blackman back.
Yeah, Ken Shamrock.
Brawl for all.
Yeah.
Bring back.
Ken Shamrock, Steve Blackman, and even wasn't Owen Hart involved in that too?
Owen Hart was fighting Shamrock.
Yeah.
They did the Lion's Den match.
The Lion's Den match. But I remember he was like, he came out with the gloves on, like he was going to be a UFC fighter and
stuff.
Well,
they put him in an octagon.
Yeah, yeah, they did. And so, but it was.
That's when they would mention UFC by name because they didn't see him as competition.
Yeah, yeah.
Even though they still say they
Dan
don't see
Severin
him as
was there too at the time. Remember? They
ruined Dan Severin.
Big time, yeah. Not, I mean, he had a great mustache, but besides that, he was
the
ruined.
Best.
The best. I'm not going to deny that.
Well, you never know, too. I mean, the whole thing with Brock, is he going to come back? Is he not? I mean, correct me if I'm wrong, but I think Bobby Lashley, they want to bring him back in, and they wanted to run a Lashley-Lesnar program.
Oh, they should. That would be great.
From what I hear, Lashley's coming back regardless. So.
Oh, yeah. Oh, good.
Well, there you go. Maybe he could pair him with him and Ronda with Heyman.
You could do that. I think you should mix Lashley up with Cruz there. What's his name?
Apollo
Cruz and the group there, because
he doesn't have a last name anymore.
I know. Sorry, and we wanted to mention that earlier. It's Apollo Cruz had his last name taken off, so now he's just Apollo because of, unfortunately, that Parkland school shooting. That guy's last name was Cruz, and they didn't want people to associate the two together. So they
they're spelled differently.
Yeah, yeah. He's
look nothing alike, and
so he's just Apollo now. Which is, I don't know. I mean, yes, I've seen him do it before. They've taken first names off. Elias used to have a last name.
Yeah.
You know.
I like this idea we got in on a text. After WrestleMania, they'll fire Kurt and make Heyman Raw GM.
Oh, that would be pretty cool. Yeah, by the way, someone asked if Dolph Ziggler's comedy is okay to bring kids. I don't know that right now, but I'll text him or something and see.
If we had to guess, we'd say
I'm
no.
I'm going to go on a limb and say that when you go see most comedy acts, it's not okay for kids.
But it's a 7 o'clock show, and he's a WWE guy. So, I mean, you know, it's
Was Mick Foley okay for kids?
No, you're right. You're right. You'd have to put your fingers in his ears for at least a couple stories. But
it depends how loosely you care about what your kid hears.
Yeah, that's true, too. But, I mean, these kids want to meet the wrestler. So you could have that place packed with kids. Think about it. You know, it's an early show. I'll find out, folks, for next week. And I'm guessing that we're right with it's not. But they got another text in here that says the Bayley Sasha feud is some of the best WWE storytelling they've done in a long time. No way it's on the pre-show. They have too much invested in that for that.
Kid Rock needs a spot.
Yeah, I know. What about Kid Rock if he's going to play a song?
And I hate he's to going say, to Hall still, of Fame. They still only have so many slots for women's wrestling. So you know both championship matches are going to end up on the main card.
Yes, yes.
And they're talking about possibly doing like a Andre the Giant belt. They might not even have that match at WrestleMania. It might be the first pay-per-view after, in all honesty.
And it would not surprise me either. You know, I mean, there is 7 hours of broadcasting to kill. You know, I remember we started, last year, what did we start? Like 6 o'clock started watching. And it's like what they do is they get you in for the pre-show, and then they put all the matches in like the last 15 minutes.
Here's my favorite benchmark ever for that. Remember, was it WrestleMania 30? Was it 32 in Dallas?
Yeah.
When we were at Salvatore's?
Yeah.
We ordered twice.
Yeah.
We ordered food twice.
That's probably going to happen again.
Yeah, yeah, it probably is. You know, it's going to be one
like,
of those.
God, we just, I know we ate at like 6 o'clock. Anybody else still? Yeah. Yeah, let's get more food.
Yeah.
Well, we were there. The event didn't end until midnight.
Yeah, I know. It was like 8 hours of, it seemed like it was 8 hours of wrestling. But it was, yeah, you know what? Then that's what you can do with us on WrestleMania Day when you come down to Salvatore's at the garage door. You can sit there and have multiple meals. Start your day there, you know. You leave church, you go right to Salvatore's, get hunkered down, bring your butt cushion pad and everything, and we'll have a good time.
We've always talked about a big pre-show. I got that card game we could play. We could watch Ready to Rumble. We could make a day of it, Cash.
Maybe we get the artiste to come back and hang out, because especially after he got his name sung this past week by what's his name?
Aiden English.
Aiden English singing about the artiste. Yeah, there's only one artiste. He's the guy we know from Chicago. But, hey, we're done for the day. I'm sorry. Like I said, if you want to hear the audio from Luke Harper on the Brother Wee Show, I'll attach it to this show and put it up on our webpage so you can hear it as part of the podcast. Just an interview about Mohawk. It's really some pretty cool stuff. But hopefully we'll have him on before if they do the show here in town. And please come out tonight to Salvatore's at the Garage Door and Salvatore Saloon for UFC 222. Thank you, Danny, for everything. Thank you, Danger Boy. And thank you, listeners. We'll be back next week. Same bat time, same bat channel.
Luke, is that true?
That is so true.
There you go.
What's up?
we had some issues.
What's up, Paulie? What's up, Weez?
Oh, bro, this is awesome. This is such an honor.
What's up, boys?
He said your name, Paulie.
The thing is, I was in Rochester yesterday, and then they drove me to New York City to do this show. It's very odd.
That is odd. So, Luke, how often do you spend in Rochester? How much time?
I live in Webster. I'm there a couple days a week.
Where do you live, approximately?
Up by the lake off of Holt.
Nice.
Yeah.
Drive by there all the time.
It's a great spot.
I'm going to look. See, now, this dude, so do you shop or do you just let your wife? I know it sounds bad.
I wanted to ask that question, dude. Seriously.
Yeah, because who can miss this guy?
Right. Well,
she's in the room. Actually, no. It's not even really. It's just kind of by necessity that she shops because we have two children.
I understand.
But right, I mean, it's not her job. See how smart he is?
God, no.
Well, no, I'm asking. I think in Weezy, you're asking the same thing regarding recognizability. Right. I was thinking you can't go to Wegmans, can you? I mean, you
stand out. It's not so bad. I mean, I put a hat on. Nobody knows who I am.
Yeah, but
right?
You're 6'5", bro.
6'5" and jacked, Weez.
You can't hide what you are.
Yeah, but the thing is, most of the people in Rochester are very cool about everything, and I get recognized all the time, but we've never been bothered or put off by anybody in Rochester. You other places, 100%, not Rochester.
Listen, Luke has not run into Jimmy Z and Paulie and Billy. That's
right. Actually, I've been watching Luke wrestle since he was Brody Lee, and I used to watch him at the German House.
Oh, Luke, going
back.
Yeah.
And you've never had me on the show.
We try.
Yeah, well, you have. Nobody's ever reached out to me.
Luke, we have tried every time you guys have ever been in this area. We have asked for you, and we have always been told.
So all I had to do was shoot an awesome movie?
Exactly. Apparently.
No, you could have.
Your people are misinforming
you. I've even tried to pull off the old Facebook, because we're buddies on Facebook. I tried to pull that off.
Well, I actually hit you up there a little while ago. You didn't respond to me, but no offense.
Oh, what?
Really?
Well, I called into a show one time and made a comment to you, and I don't think you realized it was me, so I Facebooked you saying, hey, that was me, and then
Oh my God, this is the greatest moment of my life. I didn't even know that.
Yeah, I want a little bit of your sauce. Come on, man.
Oh, you'll bring me
over. This is the greatest day of my life.
He'll bring over cases.
Please, man. Text me an address. I'll bring cases to your house right now.
Next thing you know, the Bludgeon Brothers are going to be hitting themselves in the head with the Guglielmo sauce.
Yeah, work it in. Yeah.
All right, listen. Maybe Luke will be on the show in the studio maybe soon. It's up to him, of
100%,
course. 100%. But I want to give him his time because I know he's on one of these radio tours. Because
yeah,
I read up on the movie, Luke, and I am extremely interested in this movie.
I'm actually sitting here with the director, Ted Gagin, too, so I'm going to let him kind of break down the movie,
because
he does it very much better than I do.
Hey, how's it going? This is Ted.
Bro, this movie looks extremely interesting to me, because I am very interested in a Native American life.
Weez, I think this is going to be right up your alley.
Can you really explain?
I honestly do.
Yeah, so Mohawks is actually the story of... a young Mohawk woman and her two companions who, toward the end of the War of 1812, are sick of seeing their people just decimated by the new Americans. So they sneak out and they burn a American camp down in the middle of the night, thinking that they've killed everyone as retribution. And little do they know, seven men actually escape from the fire and give chase through the woods. And it kind of becomes a fight for survival. It's very dramatic. It's very political, and it's a film that we made.
It's not whitewashed. It's not told.
At all.
I mean, it's true history, and it's steeped in reality. And I think the reality is going to be a little harsher than people are ready for at some point.
This is true.
It's based around true events, although the characters in the film are fictional. So during the War of 1812, the film's set in 1814. Toward the end of that war, the Mohawk people in the region were just being utterly decimated, and they had decided to stay neutral during the war, but that did not prove to be beneficial to them, because the new Americans were just coming in and slaughtering all of them. So this is a movie about some brash young kids who make a bold decision, and how that comes back to haunt them. So it's I love war movies, but my favorite kinds of war movies are the ones that exist in shades of gray, where the good guys don't have halos and the bad guys aren't like mustache twirling villains.
And I play a bad guy, quote unquote bad guy in the movie, but I think I'm the best person in the movie.
No, yeah, you're the moral compass
of the
movie.
But I'm a bad guy. So
it really plays with a lot of tropes.
I was going to guess that he played a bad guy because I had figured that a big, you know, dude like Luke would be one of the guys in the place that was set on fire.
And I think, and I am, but I think that I've also understand the atrocities of war at this point of the movie, and I'm almost not sold on hunting these people down.
Yeah, his character, I think he plays against type given how big and imposing he is. There are a lot smaller guys in his battalion who are a lot worse people.
More evil.
Yes. Yeah.
Do you look like you in the movie, Luke?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if I shave this beard, my money goes away. So.
That's what I figured. That's what, you know, God, I can't see that beard in the movie.
Are you credited as Luke Harper or are you credited as yourself?
I am credited as Jonathan Huber, I believe.
Nice. How do you like that? Love it. That's great.
So, the movie opens tomorrow, I believe.
Yes, we're doing a screening down here in Yonkers, and it'll be available on iTunes right now, actually, for pre-order, and tomorrow for availability.
But wait a minute. This is where it's goddamn so many delivery services. I need to see the movie. I've already got Netflix. I got Hulu. Yeah. How do I see it?
I want you to do it on iTunes. Because that'll help us immensely.
How do you do it?
You rent it on iTunes, or you can buy it on iTunes.
No, but
you're
going to go to
iTunes. You're going to search. You're going to hit Mohawk, and it's going to come up as a pre-order for you.
Hold on.
I think. Danielle, you want to help me on that?
No, I got to say, for the older people.
Oh, I'll be honest. I don't use iTunes either. So
tell me how you. If I have a smart TV. Mm-hmm. How do I do it?
Go to iTunes. You search for the Mohawk.
I didn't know iTunes is on it.
You should have. If you have Apple. You
might have to go to Amazon for that one.
All right.
Yeah, either way. You
listen, just go to all your services and search Mohawk.
You'll find it on one of them, we promise.
Well, and we're going to work on getting a screening up there, hopefully. Nothing set in stone, but hopefully if it works out.
Yeah, listen, dude, we'll promote the hell out of it if
you
do.
Yeah, you can
and
get Paulie, a screening.
While I'm doing an interview with Brother Weez, don't Facebook me.
I just did. I went through all my Facebook messages, and I'm sitting here looking, and I mean, you have any idea how many douchey messages I get? Meanwhile, here's Jonathan Huber, works at World Wrestling Entertainment, messages me, and I don't write him back. How could I fail so miserably?
Well, you did.
You know, I'm starting to think I've seen this cat at Wegmans, but he says he doesn't go.
Oh, I will go in and buy sushi all the time. Like I go all over Webster.
I've seen this scary bastard.
100%. But here's the thing: I'm not scary when I'm not getting paid. So.
Well, I mean, some people could see just your presence. I don't mean literally scary.
Yeah,
but
I understand.
You know.
Actually, Luke, when you were in the dark match at SmackDown when you were in Rochester,
last time I saw the brother.
Yeah,
that's right.
That was a great reception.
It was great reception. Couldn't have been better.
Oh, that's right.
We were in the front row. Brother Weez was the one looking at his phone.
Oh, that was you. You were the one sitting next to my wife because she has a picture of you. I think of you on your phone.
Oh my God! It could
Shut
be.
Shut up.
Yeah, no, I'm just kidding.
Oh,
but
it could be.
We have a bunch of pictures of him on his phone from front row Smack. Can you believe this frigging guy gets front row tickets on his phone?
Right, the biggest radio DJ in Rochester history, but he can't be bothered to look at a local celebrity in the ring.
Geez, you look at your phone once, and you're looking at your phone. I watched.
Here's the thing, Weez. I bet if I Facebooked you, you would Facebook me back.
100%.
Thank you.
Because I Facebook everybody back, and that's the truth. Haters, I love them.
Weez, they're telling us we have to go. Luke,
are you kidding? Bro, you better come up to the studio.
We will. Absolutely.
And I'm looking forward to the movie Mohawk tomorrow. Look at all your devices.
That's right.
All your smart TVs.
That's right.
All your fire sticks. And see this movie Mohawk. Good luck, fellas.
Dude, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Oh, he's a cool guy.
I'm blushing a little bit right now.
What a sweetheart.
That's cool.
Blushing, the friendship's done, man.
I can't believe it. I wrote him back. I did write him back, and I gave him my cell phone number. I don't know if I'll hear from him, but it would be exciting if I did, wouldn't it? I don't know what to say. I don't know what to do.
I've seen that cat.
Now, can you be honest? When you saw him, did you think, what the hell is this guy?
Well, did you see him?
Yes. That's what I would think. Yes.
I go, oh my God, look like Mountain Man. How come he's not Mountain Man or something?
Well, he looks like Charles Manson. That's actually the first time I think I've heard his real voice. So
Charles
I wouldn't
Manson.
Have picked it in a million years.
See, he doesn't talk phenomenal. All that. He doesn't talk all
he's
that
very
much
silent,
on TV.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's
you
pretty
mean in the act.
in the act.
He just bugs his eyes a lot.
Yeah, he does a really good crazy eyes, so he does the crazy eyes thing.
Well, and I'm looking forward to the movie sincerely for the subject matter and the movie. I love those kind of movies, for real.
Yeah.
Especially making a statement.